Tangerang, Disc 8.
Book 3, Dana. Chapter 23. Dawn had passed, morning was through, and Mossflower Woods shimmered gently in noontide sun. Derby and Feagle, however, were not aware of it as they lay bound inside a smelly sack down a dark, disused mole tunnel. Posker of the Water Rat kicked the wriggling sack and snarled.
"One more peep out of yez and into the dinner pot you go."
He ran his tongue around the one tooth left in his gums. Life was hard, but good fortune had finally fallen on him. He cackled to himself. Fallen on him literally, right from the battlements of the Abbey's east wall. Posker was a loner. He had been thrown out of several tribes, lucky to be alive after the petty thefts and malicious acts he had perpetrated. Long seasons of travel and hardship had sharpened his natural cunning, but without leading to any great success, until he stumbled on Redwall Abbey, knowing the good Redwallers would not even allow one like him past their gates. He had hung about watching, staying well hidden. He knew that sooner or later an opportunity would present itself, and it did. The previous evening he had been dozing in the woodland close to the east wall, when he was roused by the shouts and giggling of small creatures, some of Redwall's precious dibbons. There atop the battlements two tiny figures were staggering precariously along, squeaking and laughing. Instantly Posker knew one or both of them would overbalance and fall, and he hoped fervently that they would fall outward, not inward. The little mouse maid leaped from one battlement to the next, where she stood teetering back and forth. Then the mole babe leaped and cannoned into her. Posker could hardly stifle his delight as they plunged outward and down. Hurrying to them, he looped cords around the stunned forms and stuffed them both into the empty gunny sack he collected food in, when there was any. A squeak and a cry from inside the wall told him that there was a third dibbon who had most likely gone to rouse the Redwallers. He had to hurry. Hoisting the sack on his back, Posker backed away into the woodlands, obliterating his tracks as he shuffled off, his best night's work in many a long season. Now he would stay hidden, maybe a full day, so that all the Abbey dwellers would be worried as to the whereabouts of the babes. Then he would approach the Abbey and trade for their lives. Damson wine was the love of Posker's life, warming, rich, fruity and dark. Meat and tough stringy vegetables did not matter to him any more. His toothless mouth could cope with neither. Mostly he lives off soups, which he made by boiling down any growing thing he came across, and off birds' eggs, filched from low-lying nests. But damson wine, that was the stuff to keep warmth in a body on cold nights in the woodlands. He could live on it, and would not have objected to drowning in it. Damson wine.